must be what it feels like. Have I been wasting through the days? I forget that I met you somewhere along the way. This must be what it feels like. This must be what it feels like. This must be what it feels like. This must be, this must be, this must be what it feels like.
Somewhere along the way.
chair. Get me good, get me good. I don't care, get me good. Thank you for listening to our original music. This was, we have more prepared for you. A final little tune. So we hope you enjoy our set. Our music is on streaming services under the name Gabriel Lazaro. I'm here with my good friend Ransom on drums, and we are Duo, Sundance Duo. So please enjoy this, our final song. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard a live set from Sundance Duo, and now we're going to hear something from Little Fuss.
We don't have to dance if you don't want. Think I saw the lovely little corner of the room. We can skip ahead past the small talk. You can tell me all about your favorite things to use. Cause I knew your type the second you walked in, but I was just a walking mess of contradictions. But you'd rather live inside a work of fiction. Yeah, you know me too. So instead of going nowhere, I'm gonna ask you 20 questions. And before they started over, introduce yourself just like a best friend.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM. We just heard Little Fuss, 20 Questions, and before that we heard Sundance Duo play live, and now they're here for a nice little interview. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I think that mic doesn't work.
Does it not work? Oh, I'm getting something.
Oh, it's working now. Okay, all right. All right, it's good. That was pretty cool. A lot different than the other stuff that you do, but still like kind of jazz influence. Mm-hmm. But so that was really cool. I mean, it was like, we had to fill in somebody for the slot. So and we're glad that you guys came in.
Yeah, we're so happy to be here. This was a lot of fun to do. Yeah.
So do you guys have like live performances that you're planning?
We've got I've got some, recordings of studio recordings of some of the songs that we played today coming out. So I have a new song, coming out on the 31st, of March, which is under just my artist name, Gabriel Lazaro. It's already on my Bandcamp, but it's for like the streaming, other streaming services release. And we're also planning on recording sort of like kind of what we did today, but like release like a live album of what we just did, essentially. So that should be fun. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's been really fun playing with Gabe. I just started recently. We've been friends for a while. But yeah, I saw Gabe play live maybe like a year ago with his then trio. And I loved it. I was in love. So, but now we're playing together, just kind of feeling it out. And it works because we're such great friends. But yeah, it's a lot of fun just kind of experimenting, lots of improvisation,
spontaneous moments. Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah,
and it's kind of cool that you guys do improvisation and you don't sound anything like what people call jam bands at all.
Oh, like, good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I think we're trying to make it as different as possible.
Yeah,
maybe too much. But. Yeah.
Hopefully not too much, but yeah, we try to challenge ourselves to not like replicate. Like anything, like the way that we've played a song like before, so hopefully like this, the way we played it tonight is like different than any other time we've played this set. Hopefully.
Yeah, always different every time we play it. Yeah,
fresh.
And we've only been playing these songs together for I don't know, a week or something.
We had like a couple of rehearsals before this, but that's the goal, the idea. Yeah.
So do you guys have like similar influences, or do you guys have like different things that you're bringing?
I feel like they overlap. Like,
they definitely overlap. Yeah. I mean, we're both we both went to Berkeley and are into jazz, so that definitely comes out. And Gab brings out the trumpet, so. But yeah, I'd say the overlap is in jazz mainly.
In jazz,
we both like similar rock bands too. We were talking about Nirvana earlier.
Nirvana's a huge one, yeah. I mean, I grew up on that music.
Yeah,
and I
much.
Feel like we try, like, yeah, just like a bit of rock, like that rock edge and that jazz vibe. Sort of like pulling in all of our influences, and hopefully that is like present in the music. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's cool and makes it more unique, and not a lot of people are bringing jazz influence. Like, I think just jazz by itself is like people like don't listen to it much. But if you're doing, you know, kind of mixing pop and jazz, then you can expose people to those sounds where, you know, they might not even overhear that stuff these days.
Seriously, yeah, I feel like I love jazz as its like own like music, but also like it's jazz is such a cool genre to mix with like other things, and like when you start like getting into like jazz punk, jazz noise, like all that stuff is like, I just think that's like super cool, and like that's what like I want to go for, because I think it's really interesting, and if it gets more people engaged with like jazz, then like that's what's up, because I really fell in love with that music like when I started my school, going to school here in Boston.
Me too.
And yeah. you got any other cool projects going on?
Cool projects? Yeah, May Simonis is someone who I'm really happy about playing with. And it's also a similar combination of jazz influence and indie music. And most of the vocals are in Japanese. It's a cool vibe. We're playing a show in Brooklyn in a few days on Friday. So
busy schedule.
Yeah. Busy. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. We're both involved in like a couple of other projects, so it's cool. Like, I don't know. I like playing with Ransom because he's such a versatile musician. He plays with like so many people, and he's just like able to fit into he's like just amazing. So yeah.
Gabe is amazing.
Well, I've seen him in two different, very different projects so far, and
yeah.
I think probably whatever other projects you do, they're probably cool too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Reggie Pearl is my favorite project, I have to say. But
yeah, that's where I first encountered your musicianship, and I'm definitely a fan. I was I just got a message from my friend that she needed like a show buddy, and so we went because she knew one of the other bands, and we were both like, when we saw, you know, Reggie, we were like, this is really good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, we got some shows coming up too. Stay tuned for Reggie Pearl. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out, I think they're listening right now. So
mm-hmm. Also, Reggie is a tattoo artist, and she gave me two of my tattoos.
There you go.
Just great artist all around.
All around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The talent.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sundance Duo.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Peace.
Of sweet indica, and just between these legs of hers, parrot trips, promise of paradise, all for a sweet indica. Floating, waiting, just to get high. So we'll be right back.
Yeah, I did it, but I'm locked up. I'm committed, trying to keep up my momentum. Yeah, I need my next adventure with you. I don't wanna go to school.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Radio from Stars Like Ours. Before that, Take the Ride from Diablo Gato. Before that, School from Linnea's Garden and Pussy Weed from Reggie Pearl. Now we're going to hear something from the Teardowns.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep going on. a broken glass. Everywhere people pissing on the stairs, man, they just don't care. I can't stand the smell, I can't stand the noise. I ain't got no money, I got no choice. I got rats in the front and roaches in the back. Got a junkie in the alley with a baseball bat. Tried to get away, but I could not get too far, because a man with a tow truck, he reposed at my car. Ooh, don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying. Jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You got to hold your morals high, that's no lie.